am here in studio. We are going to talk a little bit about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I have two in-studio guests with me. First, I have Karen Fabrizio. You are the SHARES coordinator, and what does SHARES stand for?
SHARES stands for Survivors of Homicide Aftermath Resources and Education Services.
Okay, and we also have Sandra Blatchford. You are the program director with the South Shore Resources and Advocacy Center. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We were talking a little bit off air, and you know, we know that this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we've done a few other stories and talked about it. But, you know, we say we want to create awareness, and yet, do you think people here on the South Shore, just in our community alone, would be surprised and possibly shocked by the numbers of cases that are dealt with here just in Plymouth County? What do you think about that, Sandra?
I think that people would be shocked. I think that domestic violence is an issue that people will say, yeah, I know about domestic violence, but not in my community or not my family, not my friends. And I think people tend to be shocked when we then do talk about the numbers that, you know, we have advocates in the four courts. We have Hingham District Court, Wareham District Court, Plymouth Probate, and Plymouth District. And just in FY22, we provided services to over 1,000 people obtaining restraining orders. And that our agency for community-based and center-based services, over 424 people came in for services over the last year. And that doesn't include ongoing clients, and it doesn't include our hospital-based program, our transitional housing program, and other programs that we actually have that also provide domestic violence services. So I think for the communities, I think what happens is it's not an issue that we talk about. It's not something where I'm going to disclose to my boss or to a coworker or to a friend until maybe I'm comfortable. But for a lot of survivors, it's something that we keep to ourselves, or we may not even identify that we may be in an abusive relationship. So it's also something, though, that remains very personal, because there are a lot of judgments that people make, and oftentimes a lot of the hurdles that we have is that victims are blamed for the abuse. So it's more unlikely for someone to come forward to someone that they don't know, because so often, so many of the messages that people hear is one of the first responses that people have is, well, why didn't that person leave? Or what did they do to cause that person to mm-hmm. do that? Or that mm-hmm. person seems like just the nicest person. I can't believe that they would abuse. You must be doing something. Mm-hmm. So when you hear those tapes and you hear those comments, as a victim, you're even less inclined to tell someone, because you're internalizing that yourself, trying to figure out, what did I do wrong? And you then have a lot of people around you also blaming you.
Okay. And just so if people are familiar, Karen Fabrizio, with what you do in your role as SHARES coordinator.
So what I do is, when I hear of a homicide, I usually get contacted by either a police department, a family or friend, or the district attorney's office, because we do this in Plymouth and Bristol counties. I reach out to the families. I try to reach out as soon as I get the information and help them navigate through the system, through the funeral process, and ongoing services and grief counseling, helping them through getting through this new way of life that they have with the death in their family.
Okay. Now, you know, when we hear a little bit, okay, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Oh my gosh, that's my situation. That's my sister's situation. That's my friend, and they need help. And you think, just like when an emergency happens, and you think, you know, your house is on fire or you've been robbed. You think, what do I do? Okay, I know this is it, but what do I do? What do I do, Sandra? So what would somebody do in that situation? I need to get out of this situation, but who do I make a call to? What do I do?
If you are in danger and it's an emergency, dial 911. That the police are a good place to start if you are in danger. If you are in need, and you can do a, you know, calling the police if you are in imminent fear mm-hmm. of harm. And then there's our agency. We have a 24-hour hotline. We have 24-hour backup, so that we will respond. We respond to the hospital. Mm-hmm. We respond to the police department. And all of our services are free and confidential, so that if it's happening to you, mm-hmm. call us, and we will pick up the phone. And our number is 508 708-746-2664. And
repeat that again.
It's 508-746-2664. And all our services are free and confidential.
That's terrific. Now, I know here in Marshfield, because, you know, that's where we're located, we have a good relationship with the police department. I know that they really have a commitment to helping people in this situation. Has that been your experience when working here with Marshfield?
Absolutely. Our experience with the Marshfield Police Department has been fantastic. I would say that they are a model police department in what is recommended for police response for domestic violence. And I will let Karen go more into detail, because she's actually the person who responds 24 hours a day to our backup.
Because I know that, and just I know that sometimes people might be hesitant because they think, oh, they're not going to believe me, I'm embarrassed, and everybody's going to know. But that's not what happens.
No, that's not what happens. To call the police department, and just in general, what I'll tell you is, if I called Marshfield Police Department about somebody that I had been speaking to and I am in fear that something needs to be done immediately, what they will do is they will ask me to get information because of confidentiality. I'll get some information about who I'm speaking with, and what they will do is they will go by their house, they'll drive by throughout the night, throughout the week if they need to, every 30 minutes or so, just to make sure that if there's anything suspicious, they will respond to it or look into it. I'm also their civilian police advocate, so I work with them. I get the police reports, and that's how we reach out to the victims also. But if I go to them with a concern, they immediately respond to it. They will not push it aside. They have offices that are domestic violence offices that work individually with the people. They do great risk assessments, which is a form that the police department, us as advocates, and the courthouse will fill out to see the danger that the person is in, and it gives us a lot of information. Also, they don't take gaslighting as just a pass in the wind. Gaslighting is when the victim is not being hit physically, maybe not even sexually, but what they are getting is a lot of
verbal and emotional
abuse. So they don't take that lightly, because they know that gaslighting happens and the victim feels like she is to blame for everything, but they really understand and speak with them to help them through the process. And they don't just let it go. They check in on them, or they'll check with me and make sure that, you know, they're doing okay. And if there's any responses that they need, they're there for them.
It's great, great services. So it seems like it's a very comprehensive, well-coordinated response that can help victims of domestic violence. Now, I know you've got a couple events coming up, and I just want to let our listeners know about, let's just switch hats here a little bit, but this is to benefit victims of domestic violence, and that's a psychic fair on the 29th on Saturday. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's an annual event. We didn't have it for 2 years due to COVID, but we are back. And what we do is we have readers who, we have mediums, we have tarot card readers, angel card readers, and all different kinds of readers, actually, who, it's a really fun day. So there's a $20 fee for a reading.
And it's in Plymouth.
And it's in Plymouth.
345 Court Street.
345 Court Street. And it's from 10 o'clock to
10 to 4.
10 to 10 4.
10 to 4, okay.
I was like, wait a minute, 10 o'clock to
some
4
good
o'clock.
Raffles.
And we have some great raffles. And we really encourage people to come. It's a really fun day that it's a, the readers are phenomenal. Just from personal experience, I've gone to the readers, and I'm always amazed at what they tell me and what they know.
Is there a lottery win in your future?
I never have I been told
okay.
that.
Okay, just wanted to check here. And again, it's a psychic fair. It's Saturday, 345 Court Street in Plymouth. $20 admission. It sounds like a blast. 10 to 4.
It's $20 per reader.
Oh, per reader. Okay.
Yep. So if you want multiple readings, it's $20 per a reading.
Terrific. Now, also an event coming up, a vigil on November 30th. Karen, victims of homicide. This is going to be Brockton, City Hall Plaza at 3:30 p.m. What will happen and who is going to be there?
So at the vigil, it will be at the City Hall Plaza, like you said. survivors of people that we have lost in homicides, whether it's domestic violence, gang violence, motorcycle, motor vehicle homicides, mm-hmm. and people are welcome to bring either pictures or silhouettes of their loved one. We'll have some speakers, and then what we will do is we will have a candle lighting and a bell ringing for them. So we would encourage anybody that would like to honor their loved one to come to our dedicated bench at City Hall Plaza,
well,
Brockton.
A lot of good information here, and I think for anybody who's listening and might need some help, I think this would give people reassurance to know that there's help out there, it's nearby, it's comprehensive, it's free, and it's confidential. What a great service you provide. And again, I'm going to give you that hotline number again for South Shore Resources and Advocacy Center, 508-746-2664 if you need help. And if you're in immediate danger, of course, don't hesitate to call 911. Again, Sandra Blatchford, the program director with the South Shore Resources and Advocacy Center, and Karen Fabrizio, the Shares Coordinator. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.